It's a Good Friday. Good Friday. With Skumba and Dumiso. Kaya FM 95.9.
Okay, it is 6 after 6. Welcome to it. Good Friday. Yes, we are back on your dial. Myself and my main man, Mapulova, who's looking very new today. You're looking very new all the time. It's like you went for like a new wardrobe. Like a clean umusha. Unugistache like umusha.
Can you please do the show?
This is us doing the show, guys.
No, this is not the show.
Christmas. Valentine. Wow, my poor love, you're looking great and sexy, my guy, I must say.
I have a date.
With the wife.
Well, I mean.
I have no choice. I have no choice. Any kind of it.
Hey,
welcome, welcome, sister. Mbala took a week off because he is glotando. Chances are Mauritius right now enjoying Valentine's Day. That is my friend for you. Anyway, yesterday, State of the Nation address. Your thoughts?
What bugged me? We talked about this on our WhatsApp group. Guys, I mean, I even posted this on. I was like, you know, I'm one of those people that used to watch Isona until my psychotherapist told me that I was suffering from a condition called hope. when you watch Isona, you're still hopeful for something. You know, guys, I mean, I totally understand people who are despondent about this. So I didn't actually watch Isona. I just saw a bit of highlights here and there. And from what I'm hearing, I didn't miss anything. But you guys are going to tell me if there was something that you saw.
We are in a country that is struggling right now, financial wise. And tell, like asiko grand, asiko stable as a country, asiko stable. And I was expecting so many things yesterday from our president. And I think in the first 2 minutes of his speech, he said, we are winning in the classroom. I was so disappointed. What are you talking about as a president when you say we are winning in the classrooms? When every week there's an issue. There's a kid that is killed. There's a kid that is... like there's a problem. There's kids that are crossing the river right now.
That's just the dramatic
stuff. How do you...
We are bottom of the pile in every single... in mathematics, in numeracy, in literacy.
Dude, where are we winning? Which country are we winning?
Can I just add on to you, Skumba? Recently, actually, yesterday, we did a story on 5 schools that shut down in Northwest because kids don't have chairs to sit on. They sit on bricks.
2 minutes into your speech, you're saying we are winning in the classroom.
I see that. UNOSIP was running a story of intwani things. Petama drugs.
We are winning in the classroom.
Where? Buffet? I was like, what are you talking about, Joe? Your thoughts, UNOSIP?
Yeah, no, my thoughts definitely. The Sona was kind of what I expected. It was.
And what were your expectations?
I was expecting sort of like a bit of pie in the sky again. Because remember last time we got bullet trains and all sorts of amazing things and hopes. So this time I was expecting that, but it was a bit more. There were a bit more plans. So, you know, we were told Eskom, that's going to load shedding, that's going to continue. Eskom is hopefully going to turn around. Uh-huh. But what really got me was Lanseria. Why are we building new towns when we don't even have our BRT here in Johannesburg is not even working? We are still waiting for those plans to carry on. So,
coaching our president. The social housing program to build rental housing for the low-income families at implementation stage. We could leverage as much as 9 billion to private investment in the construction of 37,000 rental apartments. Basically, it says, Mtana Sekai, we are not going to own any land. We're still going to be paying for the land.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Your thoughts?
I didn't watch. I wasn't going to because I didn't watch last year either. Ngamlalela in the electoral conference, the ANC, giving all those promises of when I take office for the country eventually, late in a couple of months, 1, 2, 3, and I was saying, Mr. Cupcake is going to come here with dreams, bullet trains, as UNOSIPO says, and I'm not going to waste my time doing that. I knew the EFF would be kicked out. I knew that the president is going to lie to us again. We know load shedding is going to happen. We know that our economy is sitting la petuelete. So I'm not going to lie, I'm going to half past eight.
I didn't, like I said, I didn't watch. It's like Charles of Hona, University of Brakpan.
Yes, I am.
University of Brakpan.
Yes, I am. Where? Yeah, where? Where? I'm from Ekurhuleni. I'm from Ekurhuleni.
Where?
Where? I mean, I don't care.
I live in Ekurhuleni myself. I mean, where is this university?
Exactly, where?
Okay. And despondency will make you seem like you're not patriotic and you don't love your country. But I love my country, but just not the part where the president starts telling us things that are not going to happen.
All I'm
going to
say is we live in a country where politicians use a certain tone when we need to vote for them. And I say it now. They use a certain tone that we understand them. They use the most simplest English because they're talking to the masses. They use the most simplest English ever. I'm not going about Kurunyuzola Lapana. I could tell you now that a simple South African could not understand Guletsaim Alringangan.
He's such an orator, like seriously. He's
I couldn't understand half of the things he was talking about. I'm an entity. When they come to us, entities and all, there's a whole lot of things, there's a whole lot of terms that were used yesterday. I was like, you guys, they were not speaking like this most when you're giving us t-shirts. It has changed. It has really changed. You know, if there's one thing that I'm proud of when it comes to us, good thing, it says phone, we are calling ourselves. If there's one thing that I'm proud of, is that when we do a feature called Diplom Plom, we're trying to avoid situations like this.
Exactly.
Where someone passes on and we're showing them love. Man. And we don't tell them. We want to wait until this moment. And then when this moment comes, we are all there. It's bad.
Yeah, no, we do have this tendency, eh? Tendency of saying...
As a country.
You know, it's what Kanye West, before he lost his mind, what he said. He says, people don't get the flowers while they can still smell them, eh?
Wow,
they don't get the flowers while...
Yes, yeah, sure. I'm going to put a box. I'll put a box. I'll put a flower. I'll put a flower. I'll put a box. I'll put a box. I'll put a box. I'll put a box. Like, says this thing, listen to this. I'll put a tombstone. I'll put a message from your grandchildren. We miss you. No, tell them now. Now, tell them.
We wanted to bury people in dignity, people who did not have a life that had any dignity. Eh? Yeah, we love that.
Eh? Is a Grammy winner. Not once, not twice.
So many times. Eh? So many times.
And if I could ask you and say, how many kids does he have, Gumasol Brothers? Majority would not even know how many kids.
Kumambazo, you mean, right?
Yes, Kumambazo.
Yeah.
How many kids does he have? Kumambazo.
Yeah, I know. I
got four sons.
Four.
Is that a smart tool?
Yo.
Black Mambazo. Okay, Gonzagalan. We don't know these things, and these things are this is us. This is what we need to know as a country. Because his name is also Michael Jackson, eh?
Yeah, it's fascinating. Oh, I talk about leaving a legacy. The fact that when he passed on, Lady Smith Black Mambazo was touring the United States of America without any fanfare. There had been no announcement. Isn't it, but they're always touring the United States.
A friend of mine, a friend of mine in Switzerland always said he wants to be like a Mambazo. You'll never see, you have never seen a banner or a flyer, a Mambazo, a performer. Mm. But their shows are always sold out. We have never in your life. Going back to what we're talking about today, we're talking about the State of the Nation address that happened yesterday. Did you watch it? And what are your thoughts? By the way,
Road construction on the site has commenced, and I will soon be visiting the site to ensure that we take this work forward. We are launching a tourism equity fund this year to stimulate transformation in tourism.
Routine. English is simple routine. We are launching a tourism equity fund. That means we are going to fund it.
You know what this is designed to do? To confuse you, because you feel ill-equipped to deal with this, because I've gone to school, guys. I've read many books. I don't quite understand what an equity fund is. So if you're going to go into Isona, equity fund, I just don't feel like I can engage with this. I can't
I'm
say anything.
I'm stuck on stimulation. I know what the word means, but where does it ingena be stimulation?
Yes, it's an stimulator. Equity fund with tourism. Ibe transparent. Anyway, let's go to traffic with JJ, and hopefully there's transformation there. Kaya FM 95.9. Good Friday, myself and Mapoloba. We are here. Good morning, and hopefully you're having a great morning. Happy Valentine's Day, and hopefully your lover will take care of you today. Right now, we're talking the state of the nation. Keep it short, straight to the point. Let's just keep it straight. Let's just say what we want to say. I want to find out from you, as a South African and as an Afropolitan. You watched the state of the nation address yesterday. Your thoughts. That's all. Finally, time on this point. Your thoughts. Sipho. Alright, your thoughts, guys.
I just want to comment quick on the issue of the EFF. When I entered the EFF Parliament, it was funny 5 years ago, Magnobaba in Parliament, because we were very serious. But at the moment, we've got serious issues in this country. And the EFF was a perfect wedding. Those things, man, we passed that. We need to start working. Promises. EFF, they're not taking us serious as a Bantubale country. So EFF really needs to sit down and think. Strategies have a good deal. Yeah, that's all.
Thank you very much, Kazne. The first issue that they raised yesterday, EFF, was why do we have Declerk in this house? When last week Declerk came out and said, apartheid was not a crime. Gee.
Yeah. You know, the thing about it is two wrongs don't make a right, but I'm still wanting to. I'm wondering, okay. In the Baga Declerk, how does it help us get out of the problem in the SAA? How is this important? How is it central to the immediate problems we have?
Declerk of Fungus Bula Lakdal. Hi, Tepi.
Hi, Kumanda guys. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. First time on radio. Good job.
Hey, welcome. You have been MK.
Yes, it's
the
show.
Valentine's gift, me a wrong.
Hey, Tara.
So, guys, yes, I don't know what he was saying. So, I'm going to get my emotional state. What? However, saying a lama beverages as a country, first, Shalela, Sara Rice is a food, what I'm not, because.
You know what it's called? It's called a distraction, eh? That's what it is. It's just a distraction.
Thank you, son. Thank you, son. But my follow by Yaguzutin. It's a distraction. But are we focused? That's another thing. You can't distract people like go focus. Are we focused? As a country, are we focused? As in, see focused.
You know, here's the thing. Ugutabantu are complaining about Uti EFF, Ilokunje, it disturbed this whole thing, right?
Sure.
But the point is, what were they disturbing, Ali? So Ugube Lindu, Ebegmele Enzege. That they disturbed had happened, how would it have helped us?
Kakhiso.
Dad.
Shabuja na Ocham.
Ocham, as it is already, that's just a waste of money. Mm. That can ask. Zines in Tezi Pai is me, lady. You understand? I'm a chitaya kawache, among a vile, I can't, especially to me, Sabo Masangwe, Nibo Masazi, I'm a chitaya kawache, nobody is saying something about that.
Sure.
You understand? And the goodness in Tezi Pai, like unemployment, it could be.
Absolutely.
So, Kale Parliament is Chindisana man after him.
And we promised jobs and education and a lot of things yesterday. Eh?
And free education, nothing is happening.
Contra free education, but promise your university, Tina Egurleni.
Tega, load shading this week, being echo like us. Because of the sauna thing. Come next week, Kala Pants.
Oh, but she's about is permanent for Ogamanj. Ushir is a local state of the great. Load shading is going to be a permanent thing for now. We must be ready, like any time case in Hawaii. Ngarenga now, we know, case if I know.
I'm very interested in someone who can help me, because you know, understand what was happening. It cannot all be negative. So I invite your call if you really feel like, no, you got something out of this son. I'm really, like, on a serious note, I really would love to hear it.
Kabelo.
So, Skumba.
Did you get something out of Isona yesterday?
Four call.
Nix, Altyam, nix.
Zero, zero, Baba. Mara, there's two things to think about the work at all, Najan.
Sure. Mm.
One, I think as South Africans, it's about time that we start listening to the EFF and stop hearing them. Maybe the how part of how they're saying things might be wrong, but we need to listen. Because for me, personally, to see the Clerk Lapayan after what he said last week was totally wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, that Buhari, he's going to fund 1,000 entrepreneurs in 100 days, but he failed to do it in 365 days. Bang, gents.
Where is that man? Who are those people?
Let me tell you now. I'll tell you now, Mfij, and this is from a personal experience. I was given a grant by the GTI 4 years ago. I've got the letter, but I don't have the money. I went there and I was told, no, there's a new minister. He's cancelled all that program. So sorry for you.
Wow.
And it was a for you to even get that letter. It was a long process out there.
Like, give us this, show us this, show us that. But I've employed 30 people. I had to let go of those 30 people.
Oh, man.
So that means you have contributed to unemployed, to unemployment now.
Like, you sit here and you listen, Maranda, they are in this again.
Harry K.
But you know what? We can't give up. It's not an option. We move forward.
Thank you, Nakas.
I
was telling Sambile, Jam.
Hola.
Tembi.
Hi, Skumbuzo Njan.
Sharp Kunjan.
Yes, Sharp. Skumbuzo, yes, EFF, yes, but I'm not going to be able to do it. But I'm not going to be able to do it. You know, they said, I'm going to be able to click. But why is he coming in when a few weeks back he said he doesn't believe that apartheid was a crime against humanity? So Mundo is turning around that they presented with TRC. And now he say he doesn't believe. Then how do we allow Umuntu Onjalo believe thousands and thousands of people who were killed under the apartheid regime? Which basically they were fighting states, they were doing an illegal thing.
Tembi, can you just answer this question for me? How does all of that help us get out of load shedding? Or fix Eskom or SAA?
Yes, it doesn't really help us much, but we cannot sit with somebody or believer ukubulala kwabo abantu. It's nothing. And of course, right now, we are looking at the current problems as a corner. And of course, yes, to ANC, it was a distraction. Maybe already they knew what Velugule to this clerk would have caused a bit of havoc. To them, they were buying time. Mm. And after all, Isona, I ended up not listening to the whole thing because I'm getting lighted into where people just make promises. They are not the president is not standing on a podium and saying, okay, this is what I'm promising. But if I renegade on our promises now, or there are some evaluations that we are going to take into Essence promise. It's like we have a poem. And the poem you listen, you it's artistic, you enjoy it, nothing more. But later on, I promise you, I'm going to 1, 2, 3.
Thank you, sister.
Smoke and mirrors.
All I'm saying is, Mina, this was my expectation. Yeah. After the chaos that lasted 1 hour 26 minutes, 1 hour 26 minutes of fighting, of point of orders, the president took the podium, opened his
teleprompter,
iPad, yeah.
Tablet, yeah,
or a tablet,
mm-hmm.
and went straight to the point.
Mm-hmm.
We just had a disruption of 1 hour 26 minutes. All I wanted you to do was first apologize to the nation.
Mm.
And maybe address some of the issues that were happening in the past hour.
Just acknowledge.
Just speak from the heart. Close that thing. No. So my karawati, Madam Speaker, banbanwa bizabo siya koli sangala ama ngi chiko zabo la pa pezulu ngati abo le kandrele.
if there's one thing EFF achieved in Zulu, they forced the ANC to go and defend de Klerk. Wow.
Live. Live. And they did, eh? Wow. I'm still saving all the crazy things I want to say for 8. Because I want to say a whole lot of wrong things on 8. And it's Bonnie Lizol. But don't mind you, we're talking serious stuff. And we have a political analyst who's seen him on TV. He's the only guy I know.
Crown.
He's the only guy that had the speech.
Crown.
Yeah, fucking crown. He's the only guy that had the speech, and he knew what the speech was saying, and the speech was 32 pages long before the president started. Which I mean, you guys can enjoy. Ladies and gentlemen, Kaya Sithole is on the line. Shab
Kunjani Kaz. Good morning to the listeners.
Thank you very much, man, for joining us. One question I want to know: did the president hit the right notes yesterday?
Look, I'm the professional skeptic, and whenever I listen to these things, I'm always more disappointed. And I suppose in this instance, one can never go wrong with low expectations. I had no expectation then. Now I have to say that actually they did hit some of the right notes in some of the key issues that he addressed yesterday.
And so just give us a highlight of just some of those right notes, because I think that we've had enough of the bad news. Where did you feel that he was right?
I think the problem that I've always said to him is that in a speech of this nature, what people want to walk away with is a couple of sound bites, the type of things that become the talking points for a week or a month afterwards. What he's done historically is that he's tried to burden the speech with trying to cover so many issues, so that by the time people actually leave the assembly, they don't really have a couple of key talking points. He touches on this and that, and he never goes into depth on any issue. So what he did yesterday that was a bit different is that he actually found a couple of issues that are so fundamentally important, he actually went on a deep dive on them. So the key one was obviously the Eskom conversation. And I think in the Eskom conversation, what we took away from yesterday is that finally he is able to articulate that these are the things that we are doing, and there are multiple things. Now, of course, people are going to debate and talk about them, whether there are things to do, but at least we got something to take away from to say, look, for example, one of the key issues has been this obsession that the ANC has with the fact that only Eskom must produce electricity. Well, Eskom is not in the position to produce electricity. They refuse to give us the type of service we're willing to pay for. So now they're opening up to say, if you are a mine in Richards Bay, for example, and you've got a huge demand, we're going to allow you to produce the electricity that you need, because not only are you able to secure the security of supply, but you're also able to open up the grid for everybody else who's not in a position to produce their own electricity to have access to the grid. So these are very key issues in relation to the Eskom conversation. But of course, unfortunately, the president's habits do not disappear overnight. So then if you look at how he touched on SAA, he literally said nothing. He simply said that SAA is in business rescue. Oh, please, we know this. SAA was taken into business rescue on 6 December. So he's not telling us what exactly is going to be different about the SAA conversation. He simply says the business rescue practitioners are working on it. We knew this. There was nothing that we took away from his speech in relation to SAA. So he tried. In some cases, he succeeded, but there was a lot of the old habits where he simply had a very artificial or superficial engagement with key issues. And then you look around and then you say, actually, I still don't know what's going on with SAA, even after listening to the speech.
You know, in wrapping up, Kaya Sithole, the New Zealand Prime Minister once famously was able to deliver a mini sauna in less than 3 minutes, in 15 seconds. Do you feel that this president has got his finger on the pulse of the state of this particular nation?
Not really. And remember, in that New Zealand example, then the First Minister of Scotland then actually also did the same thing. So what they said is that, look, in the time that you've been in office, we can tell you in 15 seconds about 20 or 30 things that we've achieved. In the South African context, well, even if you give them 15 minutes, it's difficult for them to say these are the things that we've achieved as this particular administration. And remember, for a lot of us, last night was the last opportunity where people were really still willing to give Cyril Ramaphosa a chance to say, tell us exactly what your agenda is and start executing on it. For far too long, he's been very speculative in nature, saying, we will be masked. And I always ask the question, when you're in government and have been in government for 26 years, when you say things that we must, we will, we should, who exactly are you talking to? Because you've been given the mandate to do the things. So So you can't be a speculator in government. You're an implementer in government. And I think yesterday he tried to sort of move towards the more implementative side of it. Of course, he only said it yesterday. Whether it's going to be happening anytime soon, we have to wait and see.
Kaz Tole, thank you very much for taking our call. And may you have a beautiful day, Kaz.
Thank you.
Itada.
Good Friday on Kaya FM 95.9 with Skumba and Dumiso. 6 to 9 a.m.